You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, where we're here answering your questions about home ownership, home remodeling, home improvement for your house, home, castle, or cabin. If you own a home or want to own a home in the great state of Arizona, Rosie on the House is your number one place to start. Let's go to Hector, calling in on line number four. Good morning, Hector. Thank you for phoning in, my friend.
Good morning. I have a 7-year-old house that has the main shutoff valves, the water valves outside are starting to have a little bit of rust that I want to try to get rid of, but I just don't know what to use and what to use afterwards to prevent it from continuing to rust, because I know it's pretty pricey to get those puppies replaced. Kind of hoping you had some thoughts.
Well, it can be, Hector, a 7-year-old home. When I go to where you turn the water on and off to your house, am I going to see a round knob that I have to twist 5 or 6 twists one direction or the other, or am I going to see a lever that I just have to rotate 45 degrees on and off?
Just a lever.
And when you say it's showing signs of rust, is it copper?
You know what? It doesn't look like copper. It's just pure metal.
Brass, maybe?
It's not going to be galvanized. It's either going to, 7 years ago, it's either going to be PVC or copper, as far as I know.
Is the valve itself, is he talking about?
That's what I'm trying to get to. When you say rusting over, is it a white, crusty film, or is it rust?
No, it's definitely red rust. It's right over the nuts in that little section where it bolts on.
But as you reach down and you grab that lever, it still revolves the 45 degrees nice and easy without any restrictions, right?
Correct.
Yeah, that's an all-brass internal ball cock valve, Hector, that's probably good for 20 years. If it's not leaking... it shouldn't be rusting. The fact that that little nut right in the middle of the lever itself is rusting means it's getting either some sprinkler spray on it or a small amount of dripping from the packing nut that's underneath that valve. I don't think you have a thing to worry about. But if you're concerned about it, and it's our goal to be your best friend, so we want to take away all your anxiety that you could possibly be creating for yourself, take a picture of it and send it to info@rosieonthehouse.com. In the title, in the subject line, just put Hector's water valve, because we'll get hundreds of these communications over the course of a week or two. And if I see Hector's water valve, I'll know it's one I specifically told you to send us. I'll scroll down to that right away, take a look at it, and get back to you with any anxieties I do or don't have about that valve, so that we can do for you what we do for everyone. Melt your homeownership anxieties away.
We appreciate the call. And on our article and talking about our top blogs from the year, was there any on there that were a shock to you?
Yes, there were. There were a couple that were a shock to me. You know, in the countdown, the top 10 blogs hit or reviewed by homeowners in Arizona at the Rosie on the House website, number 10 is 8 things you need to know about a remodeling contract. And Romy, that really should be number 1. That really should be the top 1. Regardless of what kind of project you're trying to get done at your home, make sure the contract has all of the right important components and criteria. And I'll tell you, when we address this, one of the things I tell people all the time is the most important thing that you can have in a contract is, okay, yeah, you need all the legal stuff. You need the dates. You need the amount of money. You need a detailed description of what's going to happen. You need the price. You need the payment plan. Don't expose yourself to a whole lot of risk by allowing the contractor to stipulate a whole bunch of allowances that may or may not be an accurate representation of what you're going to buy. The most important thing is, as you're negotiating this remodeling project, chances are you've talked about 50 things. And in reality, your budget let you put 37 things into the contract. And we've either decided to do without or to defer these other 13 things. Anything you've talked about that's not included in the contract, make sure there is an entire paragraph. You make your contractor write them out. What is excluded from this contract? What am I not getting? And it's my contention, after being in the remodeling business in the Phoenix area for 40 years, that if every contractor included that paragraph in their contract, we'd have 1/100th the amount of problems that we have once a homeowner and a contractor sign a contract and decide to start a project. What is excluded? The number one most important thing in any remodeling contract for you and your home to stay out of a confusing mess with your contractor. That's just the number 10 most popular blog.